A CEO walks into a boardroom. Before she utters a word, before she clicks to her first slide, the room has already decided. Confident or uncertain, trustworthy or evasive, leader or pretender. 7 seconds. That's all it takes for people to form judgments that can take months to reverse. Yet most leaders remain completely blind to this hidden dimension of influence, the silent language their bodies speak every moment. While we obsess over crafting the perfect pitch or choosing the right words, our posture, gestures, and facial expressions are broadcasting messages that either amplify or demolish everything we say. This isn't about manipulation or power poses you strike in bathroom mirrors. It's about understanding a fundamental truth. In leadership, how you move matters as much as what you say, perhaps more. Why do hidden hands trigger distrust? Why does a leader saying, "I'm open to feedback," while recoiling set off alarm bells? Our three-part brain holds the answer. The reptilian brain handles survival, the cortical brain manages thought, and the limbic brain processes emotions. That limbic system serves as your body language headquarters, both generating signals you send and interpreting what others broadcast. Here's the fascinating part. Unconscious brain activity precedes conscious decisions by up to 10 seconds. You decide with your body before your mind catches up. This explains why humans universally believe nonverbal messages over verbal ones when they conflict. Research with Olympic athletes from 30 countries revealed blind and sighted competitors displayed identical expressions of pride and shame, suggesting these signals are hardwired, not learned. When gestures contradict words, your limbic system detects the mismatch instantly. A boss claiming, "My door is always open," while avoiding eye contact creates visceral frustration because your brain registers this incongruence like nonsensical language. Every leadership conversation involves negotiation for resources, deadlines, buy-in, or cooperation. Two conversations happen simultaneously. The verbal exchange discusses terms, while the nonverbal exchange determines who wins. Research shows two people exchange over 800 nonverbal signals in just 30 minutes. MIT's sociometer experiment proved this dramatically. Digital sensors predicted which business plans would be selected purely by measuring nonverbal signals without analyzing content. To read body language effectively, employ four strategies. Pay attention to the person rather than documents. Establish a baseline of their normal behavior. Evaluate clusters of three reinforcing signals rather than isolated gestures, and always consider context. Watch engagement signals from head to toe. Dilated pupils and lingering gaze show genuine interest. Smiling and nodding signal agreement. Compressed lips or head shaking indicate disagreement. The Adam's apple can betray emotional anxiety, jumping involuntarily when men hear something they dislike. Open arms indicate receptivity. Folded arms signal defensiveness. People who agree lean toward you. Disagreement prompts leaning back. Here's what most people miss. Feet and legs reveal unfiltered reactions. Ankles crossed with legs stretched forward suggest positive feelings, while feet pointed at exits indicate withdrawal. Research shows negotiations rarely succeed when participants have crossed legs. Organizational change fails when leaders' bodies betray their doubt. A senior executive verbally championed a reorganization while her delayed gestures, minimal eye contact, and low energy revealed her true opposition. Her team sensed the disconnect, and within months, she resigned. Effective change leadership requires authentic nonverbal alignment because emotions, not logic, drive transformation. Repetitive tasks require minimal mental energy, making the way we've always done it cognitively comfortable. Past negative emotions around failed changes automatically transfer to new initiatives. Emotions spread nonverbally through teams. Yale researchers planted actors in groups who successfully manipulated collective feelings without words. The emotional tone flows from the most powerful person, making your nonverbal cues critically important. This works in reverse. Physical expressions affect emotions. Smiling makes you happier, and specific postures change hormonal levels. Harvard research shows high power poses held for 2 minutes increase testosterone, decrease cortisol, and generate genuine confidence. When announcing changes, audiences scrutinize every micro movement. Change activates the amygdala, triggering fear responses. Freeze shows as shallow breathing, flight as turning away, fight as clenched teeth. Your symbolic behaviors, special privileges, reserved parking, maintaining executive perks while asking others to sacrifice, signal inequity that derails initiatives. During transitions, employees need emotional validation before they can focus on potential benefits. Social exclusion activates the same brain regions as physical pain. Subtle signals, a wandering gaze, a body turn away, make people withdraw and stop contributing. Conversely, respect and gratitude trigger the same brain centers activated by chocolate or sex, revealing why positive body language is powerful. Mirror neurons fire both when we perform an action and when we observe others doing it, enabling empathy. When leaders mirror team members' expressions and postures, they instantly communicate understanding. Group activities involving synchronous movement, marching, singing, dancing, motivate members toward collective goals. Stanford research showed people acting in synchrony cooperated more in subsequent exercises, even when personal sacrifice was required. The body language of inclusion involves seemingly small behaviors: eye contact, smiling, head nods, body orientation. A genuine smile, one that comes on slowly, crinkles the eyes, lights up the face, stimulates well-being while signaling approachability. Nodding in clusters of three encourages people to speak more. Head tilting signals interest. These gestures create the psychological safety that transforms groups into high-performing teams. Communication technology enables global teams, but strips away nonverbal cues, creating virtual distance, even for nearby teams. Video conferencing compounds problems. Bandwidth issues create out-of-sync audio and video, while separated cameras produce dysfunctional eye contact that reduces trust. Devices tempt multitasking, but each mental switch signals disinterest. For effective virtual communication, modulate your voice by breathing from your diaphragm, stay focused, stand when conveying confidence, smile to transmit energy, and ask for frequent feedback. Despite technology's reach, 87% of professionals believe in-person meetings seal deals, while 95% consider them crucial for lasting relationships. Touch releases oxytocin, reducing stress and building trust. Leadership today demands cultural acumen. Anthropologist Edward T. Hall identified a spectrum. Low-context cultures like Germany communicate explicitly through words. High-context cultures like Japan rely on nonverbal cues and relationships. Americans view time as a commodity. Japanese negotiators exploit this by delaying offers until departure deadlines. Reserved cultures encourage speaking only when relevant. Effusive cultures value constant conversation. Informal cultures minimize status differences. Formal cultures show deference based on position and age. Paul Ekman identified 7 universal emotional expressions: joy, surprise, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, and contempt. The most important lesson: don't rush in with a take-charge attitude. Newly arrived executives destroy relationships instantly with behavior perceived as rude. Success requires observation, patience, and genuine respect. Generation-wise digital fluency is shifting communication from text to video, while emerging technologies like 3D workspaces and holographic interactions transform collaboration. 21st century leadership replaces command and control with transparency, emotional intelligence, and genuine care. 5 predictions. Visual technology will make body language skills increasingly crucial. Digital native leaders may need training to compensate for diminished social skills. Effective leadership will emphasize relationship building over power projection. Body language research will focus on business applications, and authenticity will become paramount. The bottom line: no leader can fake character through body language over time. The most powerful nonverbal communication aligns completely with who you are and what you believe. In an increasingly visual, global, collaborative business environment, your body language isn't just something you do, it's who you are as a leader.